words and music. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. How well can you keep a beat? For some, it's second nature. That finger tap, head bob, or fist pump to an infectious beat is really a complex symphony of brain and body. Researchers at Northwestern University were looking for a link between the ability to keep a beat and the brain's response to speech. The team recruited over 100 Chicago teens to participate in their study. First, they had them simply keep time with a metronome by tapping their fingers. Each student's accuracy in keeping time was measured and recorded. In the second phase, the scientists recorded brain waves from a major brain hub for sound processing as the teens listened to the synthesized speech sound repeated periodically over a half-hour period. The researchers found the more accurate the beatkeeper, the more consistent their brain response to the speech sound. Other studies have linked beatkeeping with reading ability and reading ability with the consistency of the brain's response to sound. The team believes hearing is the common basis for these associations. Could musical training help children learn to read? The researchers are continuing to evaluate the effects in a multi-year study, but it is in no way an excuse to blast some beats in your earbuds and tell your mom you're working on language skills. Word. The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation. Learn more at nsf.gov.